I mean, the joy of Christmas is truly alive.
Awful. Weird. Didn't really know what to say.
It's my new ringtone there. Sort of.
I'll give you a tenner if you said that as your ringtone.
Completely came on like key.
A few months.
Yeah, no problem.
Yeah, I know. It's a bit rusty.
It's on Do Not Disturb. Hello, Waffle fans out there.
Welcome back. It's dark at the time of recording.
3 a.m.
No, but like what I mean is the last one we done.
5:36.
The last one we done. It was... right this time.
Yeah,
that's how long it's been. You worked it out. 33 days. Hope you've all obviously been doing brilliantly. Now we're here to ruin your life again.
That's what we do. It's great to be here. Great to be back in the car. You've got some personal news. New homeowner.
Yeah, you got me a robot thing from my Christmas tree.
But also you're moving house.
I'm moving house. Yeah. It's all
very exciting.
It's all kicked off. But yeah, hopefully it all...
Probably the last time we were talking on through this medium, not in our own personal lives, there was no... You weren't even thinking of moving.
No. Well, I mean,
the world moves in mysterious ways.
Toyed with the idea in the summer, but here we are. We're in the new house. No. Yeah, it's hopefully all going to go to plan.
Very exciting.
Be good, you know.
Huge home warming party as well.
Yeah, the whole of the actually could be a
place. That's so class. As expected. What else has been happening really?
Well, what's new with you?
What's new, pussycat?
I don't know.
Today this weekend I've been putting up my Christmas tree quite early.
Okay.
This is probably the earliest I've ever had it up.
How do you feel about that?
I mean, the joy of Christmas is truly alive, which is excellent.
So you feel good then?
I feel very good, but I do feel like it is a wee bit early. Okay. In the area we live in, we're the only house that has...
So you're bringing the joy to the area that you live in?
Yeah. Yeah, true. West Lisburn.
Area I live in.
we have the lights up. I don't even know if other people will
have. Do you do outdoor lights?
We've got, I haven't put them out yet.
Okay.
I've got lights in the back garden though.
Oh, I like that.
Because, well, I don't know why.
Nobody can see them.
They're the only coloured ones, whereas my wife is a big believer that this year we are going to have a very classy Christmas. Lights are like sort of a... What colour would it be? Like a golden...
Golden white?
Golden white, yeah. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Gavin white.
Classic Christmas.
Golden white. So, yeah, and the Christmas tree is golden white at the window.
Sounds like solicitors.
We also run a...
Golden white.
Golden white solicitors. So if anyone needs any advice, it's all employment law, so... Yeah. What about you? How's the wee man?
He's good, yeah. He's
How's nearly... the son?
All good.
Classic.
All departments.
Wee jokes.
No, all good. All good.
The boys are away this weekend as well.
Yeah, we are hitting up. Well, maybe we'll not tell people.
Why would we not? the lowest attendance ever recorded.
We're going to Portrush. So we're going to see Portrush play. No,
if you're in Portrush on Friday night.
We're going to try and get to the Corian game, aren't we?
Yeah.
Corian v Reds.
Corian. You Red.
You're the Reds. That could be a cracker, let's be honest.
Yeah, an early Christmas cracker. So if you're there on Saturday, we'll see you there. Friday night though, very excited. No, there is a Friday night game as well.
Glens.
Carrick Glens.
Glens Warm Point, I'm obliged to say.
Hold on. What provides you with the obligation to say?
Fixtures, let me check. Look, I have it here on the computer.
Dungannon Crusaders. No, that's Tuesday.
Yeah, it's Tuesday. What are you talking about?
Glens, yeah. Dungannon.
Glens Dungannon. Oh, sorry. We're both wrong.
RoboCop.
What a
I don't think the crews, since we last spoke, the crews have only played a couple of times.
Yeah, they had the whole COVID outbreak.
COVID and crews.
Sort of delayed them a bit, so it's quite interesting. But talk to me about Friday night.
Friday again. So, oh boy, you've missed this. Irish Premiership game, Friday night.
All the hockey results.
Belfast Giants 5 5 Steelers. 8.
No, guys. Hockey, the hockey.
Right. Oh, sorry. 3-1 to Corian. A great result. And once again, I feel like Corian are just... What's the point in even like doubting Corian? Ever? They just seem to like...
We've done it 2 seasons running.
We've done it. I've done it my whole life.
I think last season we predicted... Was it last season before?
You said they would be relegated.
We both predicted them to finish 8th.
No, I said 6th.
Oh! More accurate.
Very well. But 3-1. Jamie Glagan, Connor McKendry and Lyndon Cain. As Corian leapt over Larn on the table. Superb result. I think probably on paper it did look like it could have been a really tight affair. Yeah. Like a 0-0 or a 1-0 maybe. But I watched it on Friday night. Cheers BBC for showing the game, for streaming the game, and cheers to me for paying for my TV licence. Thanks goes both ways.
Yeah.
Christmas after all.
A great crowd.
Great crowd, excellent. I watched the game with 2 Linfield fans who made that certainly made it more interesting. They had their own ideas on who they needed to win, etc. But some outstanding performances. I think we need to talk about young PK.
Yeah. Incredible.
Young Paddy Kells, nickname obviously there.
I think when you see a youngster come into the starting lineup, you sort of think obviously something incredible has happened during the week in training or whatever. Yeah. And you know, he did not look out of place at all. Like, yeah, he looked incredible.
And obviously Oren trusts him a lot, and so the other boys around him, like you could see, like Stephen Laurie, Jamie Glagan, like Lyndon Cain and stuff, were like really like when he made a good pass, or when he was taking the ball around people, like they were like, keep going. So he's got a very bright career ahead of him.
Yeah.
Probably across the water. Across the river band. So yeah, which is so exciting to see.
Yeah, I don't know if we'll see him for too long in the Irish League. I think he's got plans.
It was Glagan that got the opener before Ben Docherty of all people. Loves a goal against Corian now. That's the new Ben Docherty.
Two good goals actually.
Yeah. And then McKendry's goal just before half time really to make it 2-1. A bit of a deflection off the head of Bulger. He kind of sounds like a character from Lord of the Rings.
I think it's Bulger.
Run from Bulger. I haven't got the ring, Frodo. So I'm narrating
a lot of actors in the back here.
Young PK's here playing the role of Samwise Gamgee.
Where's Gollum?
Hey, precious. Who would Gollum be in the Irish League?
I'm not good at it. Oh, I don't know.
Never mind. And then it was a penalty from Lyndon Cain. Lyndon Cain, the modern fullback.
Yep.
Lyndon Cain, a long lost relative of Jedward. Okay. I made that joke on Friday night. It went down so well.
I just believed you. I didn't think it was a joke.
Just because of the fringe. But yeah, so solid. Lyndon, just such a warrior. Like, you know, obviously he had the foot break a couple of times. The metatarsal.
Might be a long lost relative. They're not that much older than them, are they? I don't know their ages.
So relation's not due to age, though.
Oh, that's very true.
Yeah.
Long lost, though. Really? This is what we should be looking at rather than the results.
The good thing is, on Saturday, we'll be at the match, so we can ask Lyndon.
Let me pull up my family tree app here.
Yeah.
The Jedwards family.
So, yeah, anyway, I think safe to say that game's been very well reviewed by me.
said more than I have.
If you would like to review that 5-star review on the various things for Larn, do you think Larn should have got? I saw a lot of comments online of Larn fans being very disappointed with their performance, yeah, particularly in the second half.
I think Larn have been a wee bit strange this season. I mean, we've seen good performances from them. We've seen some good wins. But then I feel like when they, almost like when they get a bit of momentum, you know, they get set back again, and they kind of are repeating then that. So I don't know. It's been quite strange. But listen, I think they're good to watch. I think Friday night Corian were just above them. I think Corian being at home probably
helped
that as well. But yeah, it's interesting. But I think, you know, going forward, I mean, the squad's incredible. They have options. January will come, no doubt. I've no doubt they'll.
No doubt January will come.
I've no doubt January will come.
The rumours will start soon.
I've no doubt they'll have a wee look at the market again. You know, why not? It's the Irish League after all.
Yeah, true.
Quote. But yeah.
Unless it's not. What do you want to talk about next?
Do you want me to talk to you about probably one of the biggest games of the day? Linfield-Cliftonville?
You can talk about it.
Yeah, I mean, Linfield of late... I've hit the wrong one. Linfield of late have been not great. Last two games.
you were there at Seaview?
Yeah, last two games, two defeats. I mean, it was Ballymena in the... Was it the League Cup, I think? Knocked out of that, and then...
3-1.
Losing the Crusaders. So they needed a response. And what a... You know, it's the kind of game you want to get... To have a response in. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Said that weirdly, but... Do you know what I mean? It's the kind of game you want to bounce back in.
I feel like they needed to.
And my hunch was that it was going to be a draw. I think, obviously, Cliftonville have been very good this season. The last time the two sides met, I believe it was a draw. I think it was a Windsor as well. It was on BBC. It was a draw, wasn't it? Or did Linfield win? I can't even remember. But I feel like it was a draw.
It's hard to know.
It's not hard to know, but... we should know, but we don't. But anyway, I mean, I think... It's a massive win. I spoke to a friend of mine who's a big Linfield fan, and he said that, you know, Linfield were very good and they deserved their win. They're quite dominant. So yeah, I think
Linfield had the win though, because if they didn't, the points difference from I know who you're like Linfield. I spoke to a few Linfield fans. They're like, if we don't beat Cliftonville, we are out of the title race.
Yeah,
it's November, but like. That's what they were saying.
I think that's the mentality of Linfield, though. It's like, you know, they always need to be winning.
Healy was off the Rangers and stuff as well.
Yeah, he was an outsider, like he was. We've all read it.
We've all read it,
haven't we? The book. Healy, the outsider.
Outside, always looking in.
But yeah, I mean, massive win. Jordan Stewart with the goal. Always seems to be a man for big occasion.
Does. Great smile.
Yeah. Loves it. I think he was speaking there during the week, just saying how it's been a bit of a tougher time for him of late, not, you know, taking some of the bigger chances. So that's a massive goal for his club. So he will keep the fans happy with that. But overall, I think from a Reds perspective, obviously it's quite disappointing. Although they've only lost a couple of times this season, you know, the expectancy would never have been to be where they are, in my opinion.
Yeah, yeah.
So I think you'll be disappointed, obviously, losing a game, because it's football, you're going to be. But overall, if you're, you know, if you like to look at the season as a whole, you'll not be too disappointed.
They had a few injuries, on which they will have, obviously.
Yeah.
Throughout the season, and they don't probably have the same depth that Linfield, Larne, Glens would have to bring in. Because I think the likes of Rory Hale and was Chris Gallagher, they were both out, maybe out on Saturday.
Yeah.
Like, that's a very big loss. You know, for your midfield to lose them, but yeah, you know that they'll bounce back. For
the end of the day, they're still 4 points clear at the top.
Yeah, no.
So you know they could afford to lose that game. You know,
well, they could have been seven. Imagine.
I know, but you don't go into a game thinking we can afford to lose it. Obviously, but if you come out of it and you're like, well, listen, we're still 4 points clear, you can afford to lose it in that sense. So overall, I think obviously Linfield's. I mean, well, opinions will differ, but maybe they had to win it. They've still a game in hand, but they're sitting fifth on 26 points. So, I mean, when they're game in hand, and they're right back in the mix. Well, I mean, they're in the mix, obviously, but do you know what I mean? They're really
it's
pushing.
Very... I know Cliftonville are a wee bit ahead.
You read.
But, like, it is... There's a lot can change, and I think a lot could change very, very quickly. And it's very exciting. I think Crews are sixth at the minute, and they have maybe, like, they have two games in hand. And, like... You know, say they get four points from six. I don't know who they've got, but like from that, they've done Gannon tomorrow night. Like that pushes another team into the mix.
Yeah.
You know, between you know, Crews, Larne, Glens, the last couple of weeks have really turned things on. Corian, you can never really doubt. And then Linfield, and I've forgotten somebody else. Cliftonville, sorry. So yeah, difficult to say. What about if we look at the other end of the table? It's been a very difficult season for Warren Point.
Yeah.
I looked at the table with my father-in-law. The table. Can we rebuild the table? and he was like, what the hell's happening to Warren Point?
Yeah.
And it's true. You know, this time last year, and perhaps this is something that happens with teams at that towards the bottom end of the table. This time last year, it was Dungannon hadn't done very well. Whereas Warren Point were like getting results. They beat Linfield last year. They were getting good results at home and away, and now we're seeing Dungannon get some decent results.
Yeah.
So maybe it is just a matter of fact that like this just happens sometimes for teams.
Do you think fans could be making a difference
for Warren Point?
Because obviously, yeah. I mean, some of the teams they'll play will bring a lot of away fans.
Mm-hmm.
That to me might make a difference.
Yeah, very true. Very true. But
whereas last year they probably wouldn't have had that majority of the season.
Yeah. It's a good point. The influence of fans, but how do we measure that? Let me discover that, and I will.
Although I believe they're still in the League Cup.
I believe. Yeah, and they're in the final of the
Electrics
County something.
Skeletrics.
High Ski Electrics final. It's like Barry Gray something. Racing wee race cards.
Cards. Some sort of final thing.
Some sort of final
thing. Airport.
They unfortunately on Saturday lost 3-0 to Glenavon. Robbie Garrett sent the ball through to Matthew Fitzpatrick to make it 1-0. I think Matthew Fitzpatrick is maybe the most underrated striker in the league.
100%.
Just
bangs them in for fun.
Yeah, he really, really does. And yeah, over Connor Mitchell, lovely goal. And yeah, Peter Campbell was brought down by Gavin Pearce, and Michael O'Connor scored the penalty, and Michael O'Connor got the third as well. Like Glenavon have a good team, and they're always going to have chances. They've got a big team as well: Callum Burney, Josh Doyle, Danny Wallace. But Bourne Point have now lost 12 league games in a row. But on the opening day of the season, sure, they beat Ballymena 3-2.
Yeah, something like that.
So I think they beat Ballymena, and we were like, do you know what?
There's something here.
Point have plans, but I think things need to change quite quickly. Do you not? No, I don't, mate.
Yeah, I wouldn't say we're two guys who are like, that manager needs to go, something like that. I don't think the Irish League's really...
Barry is a close personal friend of mine.
Exactly. I don't really think the Irish League's like that. You know?
No.
Cutthroat. I think sometimes, more than often, you see managers maybe walking away or being like, you know, it's not really working out or whatever. But I don't see, for Warren Point, I don't see who could come in and change that.
I think that like, it'll change.
Yeah.
And they are the kind of team where a bit of momentum and you're like, I don't want to go to Milltown to play.
Yeah.
Like, you know, big teams don't want to go there because, like, you know, once that changes, they've obviously lost the last 12 games, which is horrible. So the change room, can't imagine what the morale of the change room's like.
Yeah.
But, you know, maybe it's good, I don't know. But once that changes, like, they will be, like, they'll be fighting for each other.
Yeah, I mean, the thing as well, come January, they're probably going to be looking at a few options, bring a few players in, even on loan, things like that, to sort of, you know, fight the good fight and try and avoid the drop. But, listen, we'll wish them luck.
Oh, yeah. No, we do. Special place in our hearts. Hearts?
You said that weird.
Special place in our hearts. Are we going to take an infamous break?
Let's take a break and hear from this very important message.
Hello to everyone from Aware NI. We're the Depression Charity for Northern Ireland, and the Waffle has kindly asked us to share some information about the services that we offer. Our 25 support groups offer regular support for individuals experiencing mental health issues. We also offer a range of mental health and well-being programs to individuals and organizations throughout the country. And if you'd like to get involved in one of our fundraising events, then there are plenty of those to choose from. So if you need some help and support with your mental health, visit www.aware-ni.org for full details of how we can help. Thank you.
And we're back for the second half.
Yo, yo, yo.
I'm going to talk to you about a game that has six goals.
How many?
Six.
Six!
Six goals.
Drake's in the house.
Quite a game. And quite interesting because it's Dungannon and Portadown. Portadown's last game, they went 2 up against Carrick, and Carrick with a late comeback drew 2-2. In this game, Dungannon went 2 up. Then Portadown brought it to 2-2.
Yeah. Desmond.
And then Dungannon went on to win the game. But like, it's just like, it just shows that this league is so unpredictable. You do not know what is going to happen. But once again, Dungannon with the goals.
Yeah, what's happened?
Two from McCready, one from Campbell, and one from McBrien, who I think is having a great... Or McBrien, is it? McBrien? McBrien. I think he's having an absolutely fantastic season. He's chipped in with a few goals now. I think we've seen him on the BBC a couple of weeks ago too. He looked really good. But yeah, and the goals for Portadown down were by Finnegan, who's been finding his own net.
Once was a man named Michael Finnegan.
It's Paul Finnegan. So yeah, calm down. No, I like
that song about his brother.
Oh, fair enough.
There once was a song.
Yeah, there. Away on yourself. Yeah, I think he's found his own net a couple of times this season, so he'll be happy to get a goal for internet in the right net. And Sammy McLeod then with a goal. So it was 2-2 at half time, and then McCready and McBrien wrapping it up for Dungannon. So
great result.
Yeah, great result again. Portadown have been interesting this season. I feel like any time they sort of get a lead or something, they are just letting it slip, unfortunately. But a team that we've said countless times this season probably are building for the future.
Yeah.
Hopefully they're going to stay up. I mean, it's tight down there.
Very tight.
But
not really.
Yeah. Well.
Dungannon have scored more goals than Linfield. Or what? Crusaders.
To be fair, they've only scored
three less
than Linfield. Yeah. So stop your laughter.
They're doing very well. Because it was last season.
Although they've conceded 34.
Yeah, you don't look at that.
Which is the most in the league.
Last season.
Bar worn point. Good save.
Last season they could not score any goals. They've definitely scored more goals this season than they did the whole of last season.
Yeah, I think it's at the back is where the problems are for them.
Although they had your fella playing in nets, but I think he
won the something Gaelic something.
Yeah.
Gaelic Cup or something. I'll be honest, I don't really know Gaelic much about Gaelic. As you can tell, or football, as you can tell.
But you're planning for the metaverse.
We should go to a Gaelic game.
I'd love that.
I've never been to a few.
I don't really know what's going on. There was a team though. There was a fella I used to work with, and he said his team really needed players, so he always asked me.
I would love nothing more to come and see that game.
I'd be destroyed.
I would not understand what's going on.
From an Irish league,
he handballed it again.
But no, the Dungannon are doing very well. Oh, well wrapped up.
Yeah, the thing, the worry for Portadown, I know I've said that it's tight down there, whatever, but actually they have played 14 games. Dungannon have played 12. Dungannon are 2 points ahead of them, so
yeah,
that's not good. But listen, there's time to turn things around. Just looking at the teams above them, though, I think it's going to be tough.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, Portadown probably are going to end up potentially, I mean, it's very early doors, but potentially in that playoff.
I think whenever you talk about this, I feel like you kind of don't want to sound disrespectful.
I know, you kind of feel bad, but like, how do you address it?
Are those teams, maybe, are they a wee bit caught off guard by how well Carrick have started?
I would say so. I think that every team has been caught off guard by how Carrick good Carrick
probably,
been.
Well, Carrick definitely in years gone past were a relegation, you know,
yeah.
every season. They were probably predicted to be 11th or 12th.
I remember last day, and I had to go to work.
Oh, Miguel Chinez!
I was leaving for work, and they were going down, and I got to work, and they'd stayed up.
Yeah, crazy.
Because of the game.
Best game of my life. Ivan Sproul and I, mates.
He retired because of you.
Yeah, I retired Ivan Sproul. but yeah, like Carrick's sitting in a lofty 7th. But do you want me to talk about Carrick?
Talk to me about Carrick, please.
Carrick secured a win... their first win in 7 games. So even though we're saying Carrick are doing well, they haven't done well in the last 7 games.
Yeah, it's draws and losses.
But
we're probably thinking as a whole though.
We are. We're thinking of holes. But Jordan Gibson. Yaya.
I wonder, is it after Yaya Toure? Surely it is.
I don't know any other Yayas.
Well, maybe he just likes to say Yaya or something.
Maybe he likes to say Yaya. Guys, I've got an idea. Let's call him Yaya.
Maybe he got upset because they didn't give him a birthday cake.
Oh, yeah, I like it. Or maybe he
played for Man City.
Quite tall. Ross Melvin got sent off for a foul outside the penalty area. And from here...
I had him on my bench.
You had him on your bench.
Thankfully.
He got sent off. I was listening to it on the radio because I'm on the North Coast. And
excuse us.
I was sitting on the North Coast. I was driving and I had on the radiator.
What the heck are you driving?
I had it on the radio and it was crazy because like you could just tell Ballymena were going for it and going for it, and there was like penalty appeals and a few handball appeals and stuff, and it just wasn't happening. And I think that's what Carrick kind of have like in the Stuart King era, yep, is this sort of, I don't think it's luck, but like those kind of things that like maybe before they were unfortunate where like something that wasn't a penalty was maybe giving us a penalty.
Yeah.
This season they seem to have done very well with that. Like we saw them against Coleraine and they were amazing.
I think Carrick have a tremendous attitude, particularly this season. I've seen them a few times and even in defeat I think they've been great.
Yeah.
And anytime I sort of get the feeling anytime they're walking off the pitch in a defeat, they don't look like a deflated team. They look like a team that just want to get to the next training session and they want to think about the next game and get on with it. And I just think that's great.
I think, well, this season we've been together, we've been to some grounds, but the ground we've been to the most is Taylor's,
yeah,
or whatever it's called now, Lockview Lakeview Arena or something.
Lockview Lakeview Arena.
What will it be
next week?
And it is so nice to be, I think, A, that close to the pitch, and B, I think that like Carrick fans, Carrick players just seem to, like you're saying, there just seems to be a really nice atmosphere or something there. Maybe that's just us, but
we're the nice atmosphere.
We bring that atmosphere. No, maybe it's just like that's our impression of it, and probably is. But
remember the playlist?
We had the playlist on, but we were there last Tuesday night. They were playing Crusaders.
Yeah,
I'm standing not too far from Stephen Baxter, and some of the like stuff being said, you know, was crazy. Whereas, but like the interchanges between Baxter and his players, whereas like, I think okay, Jim Irvin is shouting, he has expectations for his team. Like there's a real collectiveness there with Carrick,
yeah,
which is excellent. I think you know you and I definitely would be our second team.
Yeah, who's your first?
Maybe the podcast first team. Who would my first team be?
Yeah,
Love.
Love FC. Great answer.
Yeah, so nice one, Carrick. That's them. They've leapt over Glenavon.
Mental. Good stuff.
Oh, leapt over Ballymena.
Listen, I was at a game on Saturday.
Oh yeah,
Love FC versus
nice.
No, I went to Crusaders Glen Torren.
You should have told me.
Quite a timid affair.
timid.
I was maybe expecting a few more goals, but they didn't come. But first win, I believe, in about 10 years.
Yeah, you for the Glens.
Certainly in the league, anyway, for the Glens. So
I think in all comps.
All comps, yeah. See, I wasn't sure.
Oh, calms.
You've always wanted to say that. But yeah, Hjorve Plum with a free kick. It was sort of about 10, 12 minutes from time. It was a good free kick. I think if you're going to be overcritical.
I feel like you're about to be.
Yeah, I don't like to be, but I feel like maybe the keeper saves it. But, you know, it's still a good hit. It just didn't maybe have the pace on it that you'd be expecting it to go into the net. But listen, it's football. It happens. And Glens fans were obviously joyous. First win in 10 years.
Joyous.
On the other side of things, I mean, I think the Glens deserved their 3 points. Particularly towards the end of the game, they had a couple of chances. I think it was Robbie McDade hit the crossbar. I think they had another few chances. But I have to say, I think McCarry for the Glens was really, really good. He made a few big saves throughout the game. To keep the crews out. But the crews up front, probably not their best day. But some of those chances, I think if McCarry wasn't in nets, crews probably would have had a couple of goals.
Really?
So I think him being back will be massive for them.
Do you think maybe he now has a bit of a point to prove to the Glentoran fans?
Yeah, maybe. Because, I mean, obviously what happened wasn't very nice. And listen, they'll want to put that behind them and move on. And
with
performances like that, the fans are going to get them back on side.
Yeah.
Thought he was tremendous. I also think once again, I thought Jay Donnelly was. I mean, he's been brilliant this season. I thought thought up front, he was really good. Really, made it difficult for the Crusaders defenders. Didn't really probably have a clear cut chance, but just even the running on and off the ball,
he's so quick.
Just really dragging them out of position, making it difficult for them. Just worked very hard. So yeah, I think he had a terrific game.
Terrific.
So yeah, I mean the Glens deserved it. And where do they go from here? I don't know. I mean, they're obviously... they're above.
Momentum's with them.
They're above the big rivals in Linfield. Just. But I mean, they're fourth in 27 points. Larne are third in 27 points. Corian 28 points. And then Cliffville 32. Linfield's just below them, 26. It's anyone's at this point, really.
Who, if I gave you one Bitcoin right now...
Oh, like this.
At time of recording, I'm unsure of price, $59,000. If I gave you one and I said, John, friend, you have to put this on one of those teams.
Ooh.
Or you lose your glasses.
For the league?
Yeah.
Flip.
Don't even think about it. Just do it.
Can I not think about it, though? It's a lot of money.
It's not real, though.
I know Corian.
I like it. Well, there you go. John's pipped Corian for the league. That's basically us. Thank you for listening to the podcast. To give you some additional news, next week,
ooh,
big podcast.
Oh,
we've got a guest on.
Do we?
We've got a guest on.
Who is it? Tell me. It is
friend of the podcast, friend of us all, Stephen Beacom.
I'm excited.
So
that'll be different.
It'll be interesting to hear. I'd say he'll have a lot of good stories for us.
Yep.
And for you.
We'll ask some questions and stuff, won't we?
Yeah, I think definitely. We need to do some delving. So do some delving into like maybe some predictions he's ever made that were like us, but he's probably made much better decisions. Also Movember, grow your moustache. John's moustache is looking excellent.
Thank you.
What else?
Good too.
What else do we have to say? Obviously, come to the match on Saturday. Corian v Cliftonville.
Yeah.
Games on Saturday.
We need to get tickets though.
The other games on Saturday. Last Saturday.
Do some predictions.
That's what I'm about to do. You, Wally.
Where's Wally?
Glenavon Linfield.
Ooh. Linfield.
Portadown Larne.
Larne by 2.
Corian Cliftonville, I'll do this one. 3-3.
Oh.
3-3, PK in the last minute. PK hat-trick.
Okay. But also in the last minute.
Yeah. PK hat-trick and Johnny Addis scores a header.
You do the next two and I'll do the last one.
Carrick Warren Point. Carrick 4-1.
Oof.
Why not?
For the Amber Arm.
I'll do Glenston Gannon. That'll be like I think that could be a mental game.
Yeah.
Be like a 5-3.
Yeah, I like it.
5-3 Glens.
I'll allow it.
Jay Donnelly, all 5.
Captain of them then for the fancy team.
And the last one you go, Ballymena Cruz.
John Cruz. I think maybe 2-1 Crusaders.
There are actually then games next Tuesday. This is when we get into sort of the busy time of year. So I think it goes Tuesday.
Happy days.
Tuesday, Saturday, and then we're into the Boxing Day.
Where are we going on? Hang on, let me get the fixtures.
I actually have uni that day. So we'll work that out. The 4th, you mean? May the 4th be with you.
What a boring man.
I love this.
I'm joking.
I'm curing the world of COVID.
Alright.
At uni.
I'm obviously joking.
We'll work that out. Maybe off.
Off air.
Off air.
30th. Is that what you're on about?
Yeah, it is now.
So
30th is a Tuesday though.
That's quite options.
So next Tuesday there's games as well.
We'll obviously end up here.
We'll obviously end up at Carrick v Carrick Planaway.
Carrick Linfield. You're at home. Oh sorry.
Tier our boys on.
Yeah.
We're going on a European tour. Anyway.
Surely that makes sense.
Lovely for you. Yeah, I would like to go to that game. We won't say what, because the fans will probably like...
Guess where we are. Where's that weather waffle camera?
Weather waffle?
Waffle watching?
It's been lovely being back with you, John.
It has.
My friend. And we no doubt will speak in the very near future.
Yeah, thanks for tuning in. And remember to share, like, give subscribe.
Subscribe. Can you subscribe?
Tell your friends. If you want to.
Yeah,
it's understandable.
No obligation on that.
Listen, take care. Thanks.